Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, happy Wednesday. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Let's try and put this Lance McCullers Jr. Story in general in perspective, because Lance McCullers was on the bump for the Astros at PNC Park in Pittsburgh as they faced off against the Pirates. And it's a 3-0 victory, just as John Lopez drew it up. A pitcher's duel, in fact. It's being kind of billed as Lance McCullers Jr. outdueling the young phenom Paul Skenes.
He did
in this matchup here, and you say he did. I kind of want to get your insight into it.
Nah, I thought he did.
3-0. Isak Paredes obviously going yard in this one. That was lovely. Christian Walker going yard in this one as well. Right as you drew it up, just as you drew it up yesterday on this very program.
Yeah, we were hoping for a nice, 1-0 game in the late innings. That's exactly what you got. Pitcher's duel. I do think McCullers outdueled Skenes. Skenes
went eight.
He's a monster. He is a monster. And I think he struck out 4 out of 5 batters after giving up that home run. He got mad and just started saying, screw it.
That might have been one of the only pitches that he just put in the wrong place.
Yes, absolutely.
Just what is it, hung the sliders? That what happened? Yep. And all of a sudden, here comes Isak Paredes sending it out of the yard into the seats, right? So shout out to Isak being like opportunistic. Mm-hmm. That's what this Astros team is offensively. I don't know that I can say that they are by any means a great offensive team. They're below league average in runs per game or what have you. But when it comes down to it, when the going gets tough, it seems like they score all their runs late in games, right? If they can get to the third time around the order, or really if they can get into your bullpen, now we have an opportunity to maybe score some runs. And that's why starting pitching has been so damn important for this team. And they do it again, right? Like, that's the whole recipe laid out before you in this Pittsburgh Pirates game. Get some really good pitching. Give you 6 good innings of pitching. Get to a back end of your bullpen that can hold you down. Yesterday, the likes of Dubin, Abreu, Hader are the guys who take you home. And just get enough offensively with, Isak Paredes' home run to open this thing up. And a Christian Walker, a home run to kind of salt this thing away. Like, I think that that's really the thing that works. But of course, the big part of this for you here, I imagine, Lance McCullers Jr. getting his first victory since 2022. 986 days is the count between victories for him. And I think you want to get in your writer bag. Is this what this is? This feels like this is the writer bag.
You know what? It might be. Now that you say that. But I often feel compelled to remind people of this, even if they don't necessarily need reminding. Do you realize what you're looking at? Do you realize what you're watching here? Like, this is
a resurgence.
It's more than that. Like, this is the last night was like the end, the final scene with all, the cinematography and everything else of it was the ending of a sappy movie.
Well, hopefully not the ending.
Well, I mean, it was the culmination.
It's early June, baby. Hopefully it's not the ending.
But the thing is, you mentioned it, 986 days. He was done. No one was going to say otherwise outside of, what the Astros were periodically putting out there. But like no one who watched this team thought, oh, yeah, he'll be back. He'll get a win. He'll be the old Lance McCullers. Did anyone?
I can tell. We could just look at the text line.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about the, you know, the return timeline for Lance McCullers Jr., people are like, stop mm-hmm. talking about this. Stop depending on this. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Is this Rick Ankiel like?
I thought of someone else. Ankiel was really wild. And, you know,
that's
outfielder. And
outfielder. He was a pitcher that became an outfielder. Right, because he had the yips.
Because he was so wild and had the yips. The one I thought of was Chris Sale. So Chris Sale was, you know, the next great thing, you know, an absolute stud. Had Tommy John surgery. Missed damn near 2 years, not more than 2 years, like Lance McCullers Jr. did. Tommy John surgery. Came back, was okay. And last year went 18-3.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking of Chris Sale. And so that's what I'm saying here. Listeners and fans, I hope you realize what you're looking at here. This is something really, really that doesn't happen. And let me just kind of illustrate it a little bit. We mentioned no one thought this was going to happen. I think we can all agree on that. From a layoff perspective, what he's done just doesn't happen. You mentioned Ankiel, which was a little bit. He didn't come back as a pitcher, you know?
No, but I mean, I think for me, the Ankiel thing is because of the yips, right? Like, that was a dude who was highly regarded as a pitcher, and then just this thing happens, right? This abnormal thing happens. Obviously, injury, I guess, isn't inherently abnormal, but the way that it happened for Lance McCullers Jr., he just kept being out. And I think, really, for me, it is the will to return, like the will to fight through the numerous levels of challenges to get yourself back to this place. And Rick Ankiel came back and was a more than serviceable fielder, right? Mm-hmm. A more than serviceable guy in that regard in an entirely different space. And, of course, it's in the same space than Lance McCullers, but he's remaking himself as well. Like, his pitch arsenal is different. And just the idea of battling back through a lot of doubt, reasonable doubt, mind you, shout out to Jay-Z, but, like, reasonable doubt of what is happening with him to ultimately make himself not just come back and, like, reach back into the league. I am still in the league. But to come back and be effective.
Yes.
And be, you know, really good. Like, right now, this level of Lance McCullers, like, even if he was to come back and, like, pitch, I don't know that people could have anticipated that he comes back this effective.
We didn't. Even when we were kind of coming to grips, okay, looks like he's going to come back. What were we talking about? Boy, it's really, really hard when you're a breaking ball pitcher. You know, it's hard to just, you know, flip the switch and get that breaking ball, the command and everything else, the snap that you want from it. It just doesn't happen. And then that's from a layoff perspective. And you mentioned Ankiel. I think, you know, for me, it's pitcher, you know, 2 year layoff, injuries.
Sure.
It was more Chris Sale coming back. But then there's this, and this is the most important part for Astros fan, the Astros perspective. I mean, you know, first of all, this guy could be a corporate speaker overnight, you know, talking about perseverance and coming back and staying with it and wanting to quit and all that. Things that we've all heard him say here since he's been back. But from an Astros perspective, I think it should change the view of the season. Because it's one thing to have Hunter Brown locked up.
Yes.
Fromber coming right along.
Yeah, man, dealing.
A lot of contending teams have that strong 1-2 punch. If this is what we're going to get from Lance McCullers Jr., how many teams, hell, the Yankees, how many teams have a 1-2-3 punch?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, the teams that really want to do this, that's what's necessary, right? Mm-hmm. If when you get to the postseason, 1-2-3 is all you need, right? Or all feels like not the right word to use there. But that's what you need.
It's necessary.
Right? You can go 1-2-3-1, right? Like just continue to circle that around and you can make some things shake if you have that level. If you have pitching that you trust to be a high level in that space. I think that, yeah, absolutely. Like that could help elevate their postseason.
Yeah.
The only problem that I have with the idea of changing their season is, well, I guess it could change their season in that it bridges your rotation, right? You have three guys out of the five that you feel really confident about. I just keep looking at the injuries that you're hoping that you're getting guys back from, and then the guys who have to, you know, span those gaps that I've talked about, right? One of those is the guy that's going tonight into Pittsburgh. It's Ryan Gusto. He is one of those guys that's charged with spanning the gap. Colton Gordon, right? You know, depending on who else has to step in with whatever happens. Do you have enough of those considering the issues with, or maybe not issues, but I guess your offense not being
right,
one that goes bananas, right? And then also your pen being one that is good, but if you overtax it, are you getting yourself to a bad place? Like, that's the only thing that concerns me. But as of right now, you're atop the AL West, right? Yeah. And the AL West isn't doing anything outside of you to make it so that they're running away or they're, you know, putting a lot of pressure on you. If you can get yourself to that place where you get yourself to the postseason, and right now it feels like at least on this pace, if you can kind of hold things together, you get to the postseason and I feel good. You have opportune hitting with this team. And of course, I got it backwards. Christian Walker, which, man, that made me feel good. He was the one that opened this thing up. Isak Berreta is always doing what you trust him to do at this point. You know, we can name the other, you know, usual suspects of the Astros offense at this point. But if you get to that point, I think you're right. I think it changes the postseason outlook that you have three guys you feel very confident in should you have to put them against any pitcher. Because you put them up against Paul. Yes, that offense over there isn't all that good. Yeah. Understood. But Paul Skenes, like you mentioned it, he probably had a strong, he had a very good duel. And at the very least, you could say that. And a lot of people reasonably could say that he outdueled Paul Skenes.
No, those things that you mentioned, the questions, they're not going away. In fact, they may get worse. That's not incorrect. But even during the regular season, you had Hunter Brown goes 7-8 innings regular basis. Fromber went 8 innings, 80-something pitches the other day. Now you got McCullers going 6-plus or 6?
He went 6 today. That's another thing that do you feel like, especially watching him pitch and the way that he's going about this, do you feel like this is a point on a continued timeline for him where eventually you see him give you some 7s and some 8s if absolutely necessary, right? Because you liken this to kind of a movie, right? Mm-hmm. And this being kind of the climactic part, even if you get the at the end where they put the text on where they went on to be, right? Lance McCullers Jr. ultimately helped the Astros go win the World Series. That'd be fantastic, right? But do you see this as, hey, this is the triumph and this alone is cool? Or do you still see him finding more to where it's not just that he's giving you 6 now, but maybe he gives you 7 of this type of pitching in other instances throughout the season?
I think they're going to bring him along slowly and be very diligent about it. But I think he might. And you know what? I'll take 6. I'll take 6. Because here's the other thing about having that. It's not just having a 1-2-3. It's having that 1-2-3. All three of these guys have been through it. All three of these guys have been through a divisional race. All three of these guys have pitched in the postseason and the World Series. It's not just, hey, we got three pretty good pitchers. Let's see how they do. No, we've got three pitchers, and all three of them have been there.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. From the 8-3-2, one of the most impressive aspects of Lance's return to them is that he's already been paid. He's doing this not for financial benefit, but because of personal desire. Yeah, man. Like, the idea of showing people, and I don't know, maybe even showing yourself, that might be bigger for Lance. That's the drive right now. And that feels like a more, like, pure motivation. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe this is stupid to judge it in that way. But, yeah, man, it feels like a more pure motivation, one that I imagine will continue to drive that man all through the year. So excited. Very excited to get that kind of outcome from Lance McCullers? Because, again, this is an Astros team that the margins are thinner.
Mm-hmm.
They are thinner because you don't have as robust of an offense. You don't have as many of these things to fall back on.
Yeah.
And you need your, you know, your people that are going to be tentpoles for this to be strong. And shout out to Lance McCullers Jr. actually returning and looking like he's going to be one of those for your pitching rotation. There you go. Shout out to the Astros getting a victory again, being atop the AL West, and they try and get the 2-game sweep of the Pirates tonight. 5:40 first pitch at PNC. It's Gusto facing off against Mike Burrow, who I think he has like an 8+ ERA. So hopefully the Astros can open this one up as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm surprised you didn't even talk about Caratini throwing someone out.
Well, one.
Okay, but it happened.
The second one
was not good enough to talk about.
See, look, you can't please the man, can you? All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question inspired by Lance McCullers Jr. He had to wait a whole almost 1,000 days, 986 days, to get another win in Major League Baseball. What for you is the worst long wait that drives you the craziest in life, in sports, no matter what? 713-572-4610. What's your answer? We'll talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.